Testimony Treasures, Volume 1, Chapter 50, Why God Reproves His Own People. Seventh-day Adventists, above all other people in the world, should be patterns of piety, holy in heart and in conversation. I related in the presence of blank that the people whom God had chosen as his peculiar treasure were required to be elevated, refined, sanctified, partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Should they who make so high a profession indulge in sin and iniquity, their guilt would be very great. The Lord reproves the sins of one that others may take warning and fear. Warnings and reproofs are not given to the erring among Seventh-day Adventists because their lives are more blameworthy than are the lives of professed Christians of the nominal churches, nor because their example or their acts are worse than those of the Adventists who will not yield obedience to the claims of God's law, but because they have great light and have, by their profession, taken their position as God's special chosen people, having the law of God written in their hearts. They signify their loyalty to the God of heaven by yielding obedience to the laws of his government. They are God's representatives upon the earth. Any sin in them separates them from God and, in a special manner, dishonors his name by giving the enemies of his holy law occasion to reproach his cause and his people, whom he has called a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that they should show forth the praises of him that hath called them out of darkness into his marvelous light. The people who are at war with the law of the great Jehovah, who consider it a special virtue to talk, write, and act the most bitter and hateful things to show their contempt of that law, may make exalted profession of love to God and apparently have much religious zeal, as did the Jewish chief priests and elders. Yet in the day of God, found wanting will be said of them by the majesty of heaven. By the law is the knowledge of sin. The mirror which would discover to them the defects in their characters, they are infuriated against because it points out their sins. Leading Adventists who have rejected the light are fired with madness against God's holy law, as the Jewish nation were against the Son of God. They are in a terrible deception, deceiving others and being deceived themselves. They will not come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. Such will not be taught. But the Lord reproves and corrects the people who profess to keep his law. He points out their sins and lays open their iniquity, because he wishes to separate all sin and wickedness from them, that they may perfect holiness in his fear and be prepared to die in the Lord or to be translated to heaven. God rebukes, reproves, and corrects them, that they may be refined, sanctified, elevated, and finally exalted to his own throne.